gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into today's show. Absolutely fantastic Thursday that we are going to do today together. October 5th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Great to have you guys along today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. This segment brought to you by Little Travis Disposal over in Harbor Springs. Folks, you need to get your trash picked up by Little Travis Disposal. Hardworking guys, locally owned. Stop paying the Canadian company. You're already spending the money every single month for your house, your business, whatever. Give them a call today, 231-487-0780. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. If they're not currently servicing your area, tell them to put you on the list. Keeping a list of people who would like to switch over in Onaway, perhaps Rogers City, wherever, give them a call. Switch over your trash pickup to them today. If not, get on the list. Great guys. They're going to be talking with Bob Kramer, the supervisor of Tuscarora Township. They're going to be doing their, I think he called it dumpster day. They're going to be providing that service for Tuscarora Township. We're excited. You're excited. We have a great show lined up for you today. Want to remind you, today is the last day to register for this Saturday's Constitution Boot Camp. You can still, if you're listening on the replay of this show tomorrow morning at 6, let's see, that would be 6:09 a.m. tomorrow morning, you can still register too. We'll not be talking about it on Friday's show. Just text me the words boot camp. Make it one word, I don't care. And I'll text you back a clickable link. So all you have to do is click on it. It'll populate an email up in your cell phone to Roxanna, R-O-X-A-N-N-A, at buildingblocksforliberty.org. We still have a few seats left. And I checked the weather report for our area, especially Elk Rapids, where the event's going to be. Rainy and cold. Thank you, God. Prayers were answered. Cold and rainy across our listening area on Saturday morning. Elk Rapids high for the day is going to be 50. When the class starts at 9 a.m., 44 degrees and raining. So you're not playing golf. You're not blowing leaves. You're not going to be out on the boat. Why not come join us? Vicki and I will be there. We've got a great event for you. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You'll be out at 3 p.m. You'll have the afternoon. About the time the rain should stop, you'll be coming out of the class fully armed and trained in the U.S. Constitution. A workbook where you kept all your notes, asked all your questions, got your questions answered. Lunch is included. Just send an email to register, Roxana@buildingblocksforliberty.org, and you will be registered. All you do is pay at the door. $25, your spouse can come for $5. Students are welcome to come for free. Boot camp. Text me the word boot camp. One word, two words, I don't care. I'll send you the link. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows, golden Burt Lake sunsets, and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways, fish and boat our clean waters, and meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. This segment brought to you by Tolini Farms, Cliff Tolini, Montana ancestry, Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan, fed all corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay raised on his farm himself and then processed, ready to go, ready to be delivered to you today. So give them a call, 989-733-2782. Leave your name, your city, and your callback number, and the best time to get a hold of you, and he'll get back to you. Another business in Onaway that we love is Onaway Outfitters. Downtown, beautiful downtown Onaway. Coming on the show right now to talk about it. Roger Marsh, the owner. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, I wanted to touch base with you. It's been a while. We made it through summer. Hopefully summer went good for you guys. But we're heading into fall. The temperatures are starting to drop. The leaves are starting to drop. And I know you're probably preparing for fall, winter with all your inventory there. Tell the folks what's going on there at Onaway Outfitters.
Okay. Well, you know what, Randy? Before I do that, I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Cliff Tellini there. We've been getting our beef from him for several years now. More than happy. I mean, it is tremendous.
You know, I had Rich from Boys Blank. He texted me, was trying to get through to Cliff. His phones were down there dealing with Frontier, finally switched over to PING, and he's got his fiber optic internet and phones now. They're working fine. But Rich texted me, and he said, oh, man, brother. he met him in Walmart someplace and got the beef, and he followed my instructions, Roger. He went home. And he thawed out, he said he couldn't believe the beef was like a brick. He thawed out the ribeyes, and the ribeye steaks were the first ones he had. And, man, he is so happy he did. He said that beef is fantastic.
Yeah, you betcha. And I'll tell you what, Cliff is as honest as the day is long. You can't ask for a more honest man than him. Anyway, getting back to your original
Yes, Onaway Outfitters.
Well, we're gearing up for bow and rifle season.
Yes. Now, explain that to me again. I want to make sure I'm clear on this. I know bow season starts first. I know deer season. That's ingrained in my head forever, November 15th through November 30th, when the legislators are out deer hunting and Lansing is shut down. Thank God. But explain bow season, because don't we do a split bow season here in Michigan?
Well, there is. I don't have the guide in front of me, so I can't give you the exact dates. And
okay. Approximately is good enough, yeah.
Yeah, but it's bow season right now, and that will actually go until November 14th.
Okay.
Then rifle season starts.
Right.
And then bow again after that, and I don't remember the exact dates, but there is a muzzle loading, and then there is a late rifle season that I think goes until like January 1st.
Now, one thing I did want to ask you about, because one thing we've noticed over here in Antrim County is our herd is out of control. Every time I go to Traverse City, which usually is maybe 2-3 times a week, I've got business appointments, people I'm talking to about becoming sponsors, I got listeners I'm dropping stuff off to, we're meeting for lunch, dinners, or whatever. Roger, I cannot remember a time that I've gone into Traverse City down 31 from Antrim County and then come back home, and I always now I'm seeing deer on the side of the road.
Oh.
Auto accidents through the roof. I've talked to a couple of body shops. I'm trying to get Vicky's SUV in for a paint job before the winter. And I can't get anybody to do them because they said they're backed up with deer accidents. Are you guys experiencing that as well?
Yeah, well, I believe last year there were like 59,000 car deer accidents in the state of Michigan. Now, that's 59,000 reported car deer accidents.
Right.
So that kind of gives you an idea exactly the extent of the deer herd. Yeah, they're definitely out there. They're definitely out there.
Now, Presque Hill. And I know you guys have a lot of farms out there like we do here in Antrim. I know parts of Sheboygan. I definitely know Emmett County, some of the things going on around Emmett County as well. Do you think the current system that they have set up for deer hunters, the licensing fees, now the reporting fees, do you think that has reduced, and have you noticed a slowdown in deer hunters coming into Onaway Outfitters?
I've noticed a large decrease in the number of people coming in to get licenses. but I believe a lot of that has to do with the fact that you can go online and get your license. So I think people, a lot of them are just doing it from the privacy of their own home.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, the numbers of people coming in, it has dropped quite a bit. Unfortunately, with the current economic climate, between gas, food, clothing, just over everyday expenses, sporting goods is starting to become a luxury, something that people aren't as quick to spend money on as they were, say, 3 years ago.
Right. Well, one thing I think, though, that could help this year, and I've heard this from a few different people, is they said that they are definitely getting a license. They are definitely going to go out and thin out the herd. But more importantly, the cost savings. You know, if you can get a big buck and or a large doe, you have it processed, you can absolutely fill up the freezer and have some good meat there for this winter, with all due respect to Cliff Tellini. But, you know, a lot of people are saying, I'm definitely going out and getting myself a deer this fall, because we've got to fill up the freezer.
Yeah, and doe licenses are, I remember when I was a kid, I mean, it was like a lottery. It was like you put in for a doe license like you did elk season around here now.
Yeah.
Now you come in and... I've never had anyone bottom out as far as how many deer or doe permits that they get. And depending on the area that you're hunting, DMU 487, which takes in Presqu'île, Montmorency, Alpena, a single doe tag is $5.
$5?
$5. Now, the rest of the state, you get what's called a universal tag, and that's 20. So there's a $15 difference there. And it's not unusual for people to come in and get, you know, five doe tags at once.
Right, right, right. Well, I've got a text message. John over there in Onaway, he said, can you ask Roger how is he doing on ammunition? How's the supply? He's needing to restock up, and he just wanted to ask if you could answer how is the ammunition supply there at Onaway Outfitters?
It depends on the caliber you're looking for. Things like 308, I've got lots of it, 6.5 Creedmoor. You start getting into your more common calibers, 30-30, 30-06. Those have been really difficult to get for the last couple of years.
Hmm.
There are some calibers I have not been able to get for over 2 years. I literally, Randy, I probably have between $80,000 to $100,000 worth of ammunition back ordered over the past 3 years, just things I'm trying to get in. And when I can get it in, it's limited. I might only be able to get in five boxes at a time. 410 shells, oh my gosh, I will not buy 410 shells because my price is so outrageous that I would be embarrassed to sell it for the price that I would have to pay for it.
Let me ask you this question, Roger.
Yeah.
How much would it take to start up an ammunition company here in northern Michigan?
Oh, my gosh, you're talking millions of dollars.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I would have no doubt about it. You're talking millions of dollars.
Because I have heard this from so many other people, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, Brett Gooding. I've talked to so many people that are saying the exact same thing. And I'm saying, you know, if somebody had half a, you know, brain and a few million bucks, open up a factory, hire some patriots here in northern Michigan to work, I just would have to believe, because of supply and demand, that this company would be absolutely profitable as soon as they open their doors.
Of that, I have no doubt. It's just getting the financing to get it started. I mean, it's a whole lot different than, okay, my son reloading his own cartridges for his rifle, whatever. That's one thing. I mean, everything has to be so precise. The tolerances have to be so much. The liability. You're undertaking in order to make sure that your product is not going to blow up in somebody's face.
Right.
So there's a lot more to it than just getting some primers, brass, powder, and some bullets to pop on top.
Right, gotcha. Now, you do offer the reloading equipment and supplies there, don't you?
We have a limited supply, yes, we do. Again, when the ammunition started becoming scarce, so did reloading supplies.
Ah, okay.
Especially primers and powder.
I got that exact question. Tim in Tarjeff in Sheboygan, does he have any 410 reloading components, or are those scarce too?
All my reloading components are geared mainly towards rifle and pistol. I don't believe I have any shotgun components at all. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, very good. And then last question, how many doe tags, he wanted clarification on that. Do you have to buy them one at a time? Can you buy two or three? What's the deal with the doe tags?
You just come in and tell me how many you want. You say, I want five doe tags. I print out five doe tags.
It's that simple?
Yes, sir.
Because, man, back in the day when I was into it big time with my stepdad, we were literally, you'd have to apply for them, and then 1 year he got them and I didn't, and the other next year I got them and he didn't.
It was like a lottery. Yeah, when we were kids, it was like a lottery. Like I said, it was like trying to get an elk permit.
Right.
Now, like I said, they're just giving them out hand over fist.
They just want to eliminate the doe and try to get this herd under control. Because I got to tell you, man, I don't know how many times. I have rode my motorcycle for the lowest number of miles this summer because of exactly that. I took it out one sunny, beautiful day, came back a little late. I like to get home by 6, 6:30, 7 at the latest. And, Roger, I was honking my horn and revving up my engine all the way home, because I saw like six deer coming down 31 from Petoskey. It was unbelievable.
I'm with you. And anytime I ride my bike anywhere around this area, my head is on a swivel even more so than when I'm riding through town.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I've got a quiet bike. It's not loud like a Harley, but if I pull that clutch in and rev it up really high, you know, like 6,000 RPM, and then let it go, it backfires. And, man, that sends the deer back into the ditch quicker than anything. So, but yeah, I needed to hear this information. I got a lot of text messages coming in. What's your hours of operation over there at On the Way Outfitters now that we're heading into fall?
Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. As a general rule, I'm usually here earlier in the morning. I'll open up early. When you come by the store, if the flags are flying, the doors are open.
There you go. Flags are flying. Yes, they're open. All right. 9 to 6, you said, Tuesday through Saturday.
Yep.
Okay, very good. We appreciate that. Well, I wanted to have you on, get an update, hadn't talked to you in a while. And are you still pastoring on Sundays?
Yes, sir, I am.
Where is that at? What time is it?
We are at the American Legion, which is approximately half a mile east of the Ottawa city limits, right on M68 on the south side of the road. And services start at 6 p.m.
And what building are you in?
American Legion Post.
American Legion Post. Thank you guys for allowing him to do that. 6 p.m. on Sunday night. Go to your regular church service Sunday morning, and then go hear the Black Robe Regiment pastor himself, Roger Marsh. We greatly appreciate you, brother.
Back at you, Randy. I really do.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, you bet. God bless.
God bless. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is